So we have. We've kind of spent the last three Sundays, really all through the month of May, talking through our mission statement. And if you don't know, it's literally on the wall behind you. It's to ignite, to invest, and to impact our community. We want to follow really what Jesus said right before he left. Right before he went into heaven, he gave basically three commands. He said, go, which kind of means get up, get in motion, preach, which is, look, share with people what you've learned. Give them the good news. Give them the fact that I died. And then he said, make disciples, which means don't just kind of tell them like the introduction part, but help them become followers. Let them become like you. Teach them to be like you. You follow Jesus, so teach other people to follow Jesus too. So in order to do that, we need to be ignited in the power of the Holy Spirit because we can't do it by ourselves. We need to be invested in the Word of God and in godly relationships. We need that strong foundation inside us because in order to impact the world around us, we have to be prepared. When I try to give kind of the last three services additional details into what each one of those means. So if you've missed those, go ahead. You can download them at our website, or you can get, obviously, some CDs before you leave. But what we also tried to do is, what I call them is our purpose statement. Me and my board and a few other people kind of went on a journey back in 2018, just last year, where we were revisiting who we are at FCA and why are we here and what does that mean. And so we took our vision, which is to be ignite, to invest and impact, and we wanted to bring it to a different level to give you greater detail on who we are. So this morning, what I want to show you is what we will call, and if you haven't gotten your new brochure that we've done, which they've done an excellent job, grab those on the way out, but it kind of has all these outlined for you. It'll show you what FCA is all about. But I want to give you our five purpose statements. So number one is to connect. We are compelled and committed to living life together as a loving family where genuine relationships are nurtured and people feel welcomed, accepted, valued, and protected. Number two, grow. We are intentional and invest in all generations, equipping people through the Word of God and becoming transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit to become more like Jesus. Third, serve. We are discovering and developing what God has gifted us to do, using it for His glory and joyfully sharing it to meet the needs of others. Number four, go. We are openly sharing the good news of Jesus with our family, friends, and community by the natural expression of a close relationship with God through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And finally, worship. We are selflessly demonstrating our love for Jesus freely through a variety of expressions of thanksgiving and praise. That's how we want to be seen. When people come to Faith Christian Assembly, we want them to see that. And we want them to be able to see it clearly. Now, as we really went through this process, we thought, you know, we wanted even more definition. We wanted to get even more specific of who FCA is. When someone walks through those doors, what do we want them to see? When we are together as a family, what should certain aspects of who we are, it should be abundantly clear. People shouldn't have to try and figure it out. So I call these core values because A, it's what we want to be. It's what we're going to be sure we do our darndest to become like, which means we'll have to change in order to get there. Some of them, you'll see we are that. I mean, you'll look around and say, yep, that's the way we are. Other ones, it will take work. But we want it to literally be a compass. So whatever we do at Faith Christian Assembly, we want this almost to be like a measuring stick, where if what we're doing is not this, we stop. We change. We do a course correction. So it's possible and quite probable that we as a body may change some of the things that we do because it doesn't fit who we say we are. And that takes time, doesn't it? And we all love change, don't we? No, we don't. All right, so let's look at our core values. Number one, biblically based. We believe, study, and teach the Bible as the inspired word of God, using it as our moral compass and the ultimate truth. Without the Bible, you got nothing. Second one, consistent in prayer. We maintain a constant dialogue with God in thought, word, and deed because He is our source of wisdom, encouragement, and power. And by the way, like I said, grab one of these on the way out if you don't have them. Memorize it. Stick it in your Bible. Put it on your refrigerator material. Third, equipping and empowering. We strive to help people discover, develop, and utilize their talents to love the church, the community, and the world, believing that all have been blessed with God's unique gifts. We all got them. We all do. Four, Holy Spirit-led. We depend on the Holy Spirit to provide power, inspiration, conviction, and leadership. Without the Holy Spirit, we will accomplish nothing. Nothing. Next, missions-minded. We share God's love and truth daily among our family, friends, communities, and the world through our words and actions. Must be both. Must be both. Next, multicultural. I love this one. I love looking at my church. We embrace the truth that all people are created in God's image, and we celebrate the diversity of every nationality and culture. I love looking at my church. Why? Because you are a picture of what heaven looks like. You are a picture of what heaven looks like. We're not all white. We're not all colored. We're not all every. We are just a blend, and I love it. Oh, I love it. Next one. Multi-generational. We invest in ways to engage and encourage people of all ages to grow spiritually and to equip everyone to be able to serve God and others according to His will. Next, relationship-centered. We build genuine, encouraging relationships with others in our lives because we know that we were not created to live this life alone. Oh, that's my heart. That's my heart. We are not created to live alone. And I will say till the day I die, do not live life alone. Next, selflessly giving. We sacrificially, generously, and cheerfully give our time, talents, and resources to love those around us like Jesus loves us. Is that it, or do I have one more? That's it. Nine, as I said, take one, bring it home. Let it become a part of who you are. Now, it's interesting because today I'm really talking about what it means to be a member at FCA. Now, I want to define for you what I call a visitor, a regular attender, and a member. Now, look, this has nothing to do with your relationship with God. You may have one of the strongest relationships with God of anyone here. You may have no relationship with God. Maybe you're just starting to learn who God is. And we're all somewhere in between, aren't we? This has everything to do with your level of relationship with FCA as a family, as Faith Christian Assembly, okay? So, all right, so a visitor. This is how I would define it. I would define a visitor as you're a guest, where it's your first, second, maybe your third time here. It's possible you may not even know anyone. Or you may have been invited by someone who said, you know what, come to church with me. It's possible you maybe just Googled us. I mean, some people will just Google our website and they find a church here and they come. However, you're a guest. As a matter of fact, my hope and prayer that while you're here is you just enjoy yourself. I'm not going to ask you to do a darn thing. I'm not going to ask you to do any work. As a matter of fact, I didn't even ask for you to give anything. I just want you to be here and be blessed. That's my job. As a visitor, I want you just to feel loved. Now, regular attender, I define that as you've come more than 3 times in a 2-month period. If you've come, then, matter of fact, what we're going to start to do is we start to see you coming more consistently if you're a regular attender. You may have met a few people. Hopefully you have taken the time to get to know people. Maybe you even know a few names. Hopefully, if we've done our job, you've been invited to get involved in small groups or youth group or children's ministry or outreach or just in different ways so you can get to know the family better. Matter of fact, I expect that the longer you're here, the more that you begin to feel a part of what we're doing. Why? Because we call ourselves a family for a reason. We love each other and we're there for each other. Now, member is different. I kind of put that at another level. You have your visitor, your regular attender, but then to me, member means you're committed. You are. You are part of a family. And matter of fact, you have a healthy expectation on what you expect from FCA and what you give. It really goes both directions. It literally is, I can depend on you and you can depend on me. You know that if you have needs, you have a responsibility to call me and let me know. And if you have gifts, if you have extra, you have a responsibility to call me and let me know. Because we're here for each other. We love each other. Matter of fact, you are not just a Sunday morning attendee. You're not. If you are a member, you have become a part. Matter of fact, you've developed relationships with people here where you don't want to just come on Sunday morning. Because these are your family, not just friends, but these are your family. And you miss them, and you want to get together with them. FCA should feel like home, and we really should be brothers and sisters. Now, what does it take, though, to become a member? Some of you may not even know. What does it take to become a member at FCA? So I'm going to give you what is, I guess you'd call it, every nonprofit has a constitution and bylaws. I know that sounds like really, oh no, this sounds like a class all of a sudden. I want to show you the official constitution and bylaws. This is what you must do to be a member at FCA. All right, so bear with me. It may be a little boring, but all right. Show them, Philip. All right. Any person 12 years of age or more professing faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't write these. So if it's words you don't understand, do not blame me. I didn't write it. Giving evidence of regeneration. Have you been regenerating lately? Yeah. And accepting the FCA tenets of faith. How many here memorized the FCA tenets of faith? I didn't think I'd see a hand. All right. Number 2, confessed Christ through baptism by immersion. By the way, immersion means I dunk you. So you're underwater. I don't hold you down there, though. Okay. 3, support the total church program at home and abroad in prayer, service, and witness according to their God-given talents and abilities. Next, live a Christian life consistent with the Word of God. That one you've got. You probably understood that one, right? Yeah. Okay. Share your personal testimony by word and daily lifestyle. And finally, support the work of the church by giving tithes and offerings. Now, that's the official version. But what I want to do is I want to kind of simplify them for you so you understand what, in my mind, this is what it means to be a member at FCA. Number 1 is I want us to be unified in what we believe. Unified in what we believe. Matter of fact, it is important that we are in agreement with each other. If you're part of a family, you should be in agreement, right? Okay, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Brothers and sisters, I ask all of you to agree with one another. I make my appeal in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then you won't take sides. You will be in complete agreement in all you think. Matter of fact, starting sometime this summer, I'm going to be starting a new, I guess you could call it a tenders class here at Faith Christian Assembly. We'll have it during the Sunday school hour. Remember when I asked how many of you knew the FCA Tenets of Faith and none of you could raise your hands? Well, we're going to be covering the FCA Tenets of Faith. So you will understand who we are, what we are, why we are. So that way you could actually raise your hand with confidence. It'd be like a six-week class where we're going to cover everything that you would want to know about what we believe. So we can be of the same mind. And matter of fact, for those of you who've joined FCA over the past couple of years, this will be the best time for you to jump in and really learn. So where you signed, you know, the membership form that says, I agree with all these, maybe you'll actually know them to know what you agreed to when you signed up to be a member. And for those of you who are just thinking, you know what, I'm not a member yet, but you know what, I want to know what FCA is all about. This will be a great opportunity for you to do that. Now, second, we want to be unified in how we serve. It's important that we all do our part in caring for the family of FCA. We should. Matter of fact, Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. I taught about this. Each of us has one body with many parts, and the parts do not all have the same purpose. So also, we are many members, but in Christ we're one body, and each part of the body belongs to all the other parts. We all need each other. We do. We depend on the work of other people, and they depend on our work. That's why when you're a family member here at FCA, when you have needs, you come to the family. And when you have extra, you're giving to the family. We take care of each other. That's what family does. Well, that's what a good family does, right? Number three, we want to be unified in how we live what we believe, right? Look, it's all important that we all are working to become more like Jesus in how we, in the things that we say and how we act and in our attitude. It really is all three. Matthew 7, 24 and 25 says, so then everyone who hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man. He builds his house on the rock. When the rains come down, the water rises, the winds blow and beat against that house, but it does not fall. It's built on the rock. Look, we don't just learn what the Bible says. That's just knowledge. But we take what we have learned in the Bible and we use it in our life. We actually changes how we behave. And guess what? When you're part of family, it's our job to help each other in that as well. Look, you see Pastor doing something he shouldn't be? You should love me enough to say, Pastor, what are you doing? That's not what the Bible says. And if me as your pastor, and even those around, part of the family, when they see you doing something that doesn't fall inside what the Bible says, you should want them to say, hey, what are you doing? People say, Pastor, that seems a little, whoa, I don't know if I like that. Well, look, truth is, your relationship with God, some people say it's personal. Guess what? No, it's not. Your relationship with God is not private. It's not. You're part of a family. We're all part of a body. So you know what? If I were to mess up and fall, you think it might impact you? Guess what? It's the same. We want to be here for each other, help each other. Not I'm spying on you, but man, I love you. And I love John, and I don't want him to fall. And you know what? If I see an area in his life where he could improve in, wouldn't you want me to say something? Right, and that's how family is we love and take care of each other. Don't let that be a fearful thing. Be that as something that makes you strong. We care for each other. Next one, we're unified in how we share our faith. Look, we all do our part in shining the love of Jesus to the people around us. That's Matthew 5:16, one of my favorite verses. It reads a little different in this version. In the same way, let your light shine in front of others. Then they will see the good things you do, and they will praise your Father who is in heaven. Look, when we are ready and obedient to go out and love people, they respond. They will see how we behave, how we love each other, how we love them. And then we point them to who? The only one that can save them, which is Jesus. And finally, we want to be unified in how we financially support the family. I know you guys are going to get nervous on this. You are. You always get nervous on these ones. But you know what? Look, it is important for all of us to do our part in taking care of the financial needs of the family of FCA. And I'm not just saying the church. I'm saying the family. Why? Because we're all a part of it. Malachi 3:10, bring the entire tenth to the storerooms in my temple. Then there will be plenty of food. Put me to the test, says the Lord. Then you will see that I will throw open the windows of heaven. I will pour out so many blessings that you will not have enough room for them. Look, God has asked all of us, every single one of us, to take care of the needs of FCA, all of us. Whether you feel like you can give or not, it's not an option. God has asked us to do it, so we do it. So you know what? Give your tithe. Give your tithe. If, matter of fact, if you have extra, give an offering. If you just have enough, be thankful that you have enough. If you do not have enough, give your tithe, and then you know what? Ask for help. Pastor, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I, if I don't have enough, give my tithe and then ask you for help? Wouldn't it make more sense, be easier, if I just don't tithe and then take care of everything? No, because that's not what God said to do. It's not what God said to do. Bring your tithe into the storehouse. Why? So there is food enough for everyone. Because you know what? I can promise you this. Some of you here have more than enough. Some of you here have just enough. Some of you here don't have enough. You're going to go through all those times in life. There's been times where me and my wife sit down and we take it check by check. We try to figure things out. Other times, we've had more than enough. And God has allowed us to use that to bless other people. You don't know where you're at. But see, if those who have more than enough aren't pouring in, then those who don't have enough aren't going to get what they need. Look, that's what it takes to be, in my opinion, to be part of the family of God. Part of a family here at FCA. But to be honest, it really has nothing to do with just who we are. Because, look, let's be honest. If all this was just about us following a set of rules, following some guidelines, or let's make sure we do this, let's take care of this, if that's all this was really about, we would just be a social club. I mean, we would be like, you know, look, there are a lot of great charitable organizations that take care of people, that love people. But you know what? None of those charitable organizations are bringing people to God, to heaven. Habitat for Humanity builds great houses. But you know what? I want them to have a house in heaven. I want them to go to a place one day where their life is secure forever. So you know what? If all this is about is just, all right, so we love each other, we provide for each other, we hang out together, if that's all a church is, you're wasting your time. Now, what I want to do right now, if you get the lights for me, is I want to show you a video that I had Monica and Jamie at Laredo make for me. And I want this to help you see what I believe is really the most important question that we have to answer this morning, which is, why be a member at FCA?
We know that God has planted FCA exactly where we are needed most. Our mission is to ignite, to invest, and to impact our community. It becomes hard to do that when you don't know who you're trying to reach. Our community is such a diverse and interesting place to live. We have lots of different people, races, cultures, rich and poor, young and old, all searching for truth and purpose. They find it in so many different ways. But we know that there really is only one that will fill that empty space in their heart. They need Jesus. We tried asking many people if they believe in God, and the only ones that would answer us were those that did. Those that didn't believe were not easy to talk with. Some believed it was personal, and others just didn't want to say anything.
I sure do believe in God.
Yeah, I believe in God.
I certainly do.
Those that did believe had interesting thoughts on why they believed. Some talked about community. Others talked about not wanting to go to hell. And others were just looking for help. The fact is, whether you know about God or not, you still have the same need. You need a Savior, and His name is Jesus.
Establish a true, genuine community that cares for each other.
But like you say, you got two doors now. You know we're going to heaven or hell.
I think there needs to be more churches to help the community, to be honest.
So you live a better day every day of your life, right? And then you go to heaven.
And I couldn't live without God and Jesus. It's gotten me through. It really has.
We know that our job to reach those God has placed in our lives is not a small task, but one that we must take seriously and do everything we can. Every single person you have seen isn't just a face. Each one of them has a name. At Faith Christian Assembly, we know that God has called us to go, preach, and make disciples. We want to be part of what God is doing in our community. The time to do that is now.
I have a lot of notes, but every time I watch that video, I see faces, and every single one of those faces has names. Truth is, we see them all the time, don't we? See them at Stop and Shop, see them at Starbucks, see them down at Vet Park, see them just walking downtown. And they all need Him. Almost 60% of people who live in Middletown do not believe in God. They don't go to church. They have no, matter of fact, they have no desire to. Why? Well, I think in a lot of ways, church has failed them. Instead of being known as the forgivers, we're kind of known as the judgers, aren't we? Instead of being kind of the healers of relationships, we're kind of known as the dividers, aren't we? Even some churches, we're known as the abusers. Instead of being known as, you know, the givers, the restorers, many churches have a reputation of being greedy, the takers. Look, I don't believe that FCA has that reputation. I really don't. I really think that we've tried hard to make sure that we live life in a way that takes care of those needs. But the interesting thing is, living a life for Jesus isn't just not doing bad things. It's not just, okay, well, I go to church. I pray. I read the Bible. You know, I'm not mean to my wife or my kids. You know, I don't swear at people when they cut me off when I drive all the time. You know, I mean, you know, is that what life is as a Christian? Look, I don't want us to live life where we live the life that we need to in order to get to heaven. And so we're walking around thinking, pretty good. Yeah, I'm all right. I'll make it to heaven someday. But we do nothing about all the faces that we saw. They all need Jesus. And if I'm just so focused on me, isn't that selfish? So I'm going to heaven one day. Woohoo! But everyone else? I just keep seeing the video. Keep seeing faces. And I don't know their name because I didn't take time to. Because I was too busy. Because I had to do this and I had to go there. And this was the next thing on the agenda. And look, when I told you that I didn't want us to all of a sudden start advertising, you know, we'll take up like, you know, we'll start advertising, let everyone know, FCA is here, we're here. And so all the different people from different churches who are kind of bored or didn't like their church will all start coming to our church, and so we'll get really big. I don't want that. I want us to love people and to shine so bright that they see God in us. And they say, why are you different? Why do you treat me this way? Why do you live life this way? And so the empty seats that you see near you are filled with your neighbors and your coworkers, the people that you go to school with, the people that's on your sports team, the people that have been giving you Dunkin' Donuts every day for the past 5 years, and they know you by name. I have one. She works at the Dunkin' Donuts across the street from Burger King, right in Cromwell. Actually, her name is Alyssa. She smiles. I almost thought she must be a Christian because she smiles all the time, and she's always polite, and she's always, you know. And one day I kind of reached out and said, you know, hey, because I think it was like Easter. It was one of the big services. And I just wanted to say something. Because she just was looked down. You know what I mean? You can kind of tell when people just aren't all there. You just don't know how desperate some people are for just some kind of love, some kind of purpose, just to know that they matter, just to know that I don't have to walk through life alone. And we know better. Look, if you've been in the church for any period of time, you know that God loves you. You know that He's a good God. You know that when you have a need, you can cry out to Him. You know that He will always be with you. You know that His love never fails. You have all these promises. They're all stuck up here. And some of them are in here. And God's saying, get them out there. Someone loved you enough to do that. Or your parents or your grandparents. Someone loved you or your family enough to invite Jesus into their lives. And your life has never been the same because of that. And we have opportunities to do that. So when I say, why become a member at FCA? That's why. That's why. That's what keeps me awake. That's what keeps me running. That's what keeps me saying, you know what? I'll get that message ready. I will preach that. I will do that. I will go there. That's what drives me. That's what I want. That's the family that I want. I want people who are just so passionate and hungry. Not for themselves. Look, most of you, if not all of you, are going to heaven. Why? Because you've believed in God. You have accepted the fact that He died on the cross for you. You have received that by faith. You've done those things. Congratulations, you're going to heaven. And I don't say that sarcastically. That's awesome. But there are so many people who haven't. We saw their face. And we see them every day. Some of them, we see the same people every day. And yeah, they may know, oh, he's a Christian. He goes to church a lot. Yeah, she doesn't swear much. You know, Oh, she's polite. She brings the coffee or the bagels on Fridays. We know that she's a great baker. We won't save their soul. We let our light so shine before men that they see our good deeds and we point them to Jesus, the only one that can change their life, the only one that can change their soul forever. Now this morning, I want to give you an opportunity. Hopefully they're hearing me out of the Welcome Center, but I want to be able to give to you this morning. I'm going to give every single person here, I want to put in your hand a card. They're probably hiding. Is Pastor Tori back there? Okay. So if I can have a couple ushers help her, I think they're already back there, so you can relax. I want to get in everyone's hand a card. On that card is some information. It has our three I's: ignite, invest, impact. It has our five core purposes that we talked about this morning. It has the nine core values of we want to be this. Even if it's by faith, we want to be this. But I want every single person here to take one card, and I'm going to give you a pen too. Now, some of you have been members at FCA for as long as you remember. Matter of fact, you probably can't even remember when you joined. That's awesome. Some of you have recently become members at Faith Christian Assembly. Yes, I'm glad you joined. Some of you, you've been regular attenders for a while, and you've thought, you know what? Maybe, not sure yet, but maybe this may be where God's placed me. Some of you, you may be in visitor stage. So if you're in visitor stage, just hold on to your card. You can bring it home with you. You can smile and read it. Grab a brochure. It'll tell you more information about who we are. Because that's what I want you to leave here with. Especially if you're a visitor, you just know who we are. I'm not going to ask for any commitment from you. Why? Because that would be silly, wouldn't it? But for the rest of you, I've spent all May trying to explain and show you who we are, why we are, and really what we want to be able to accomplish here on this earth. And what I want to do is I want to pray. And whether you're a member or not, whether you've been a member forever or maybe you just were one of our newest members, or maybe you're not, but you know what? Something inside of you says, you know what? There's something more in this world than just me getting myself to heaven one day. There are people that are dying. There are people who need help. There are people who need to know that God loves them and He has a plan and a purpose for them. If that's you, then you know what I want you to do? I want you to fill out that card. I want you to tear off the little part. That's for you. The big part's for me. And I want to know who has called FCA home and has said, you know what? Today, I can with conviction and confidence say I'm in. I'm part of the FCA family. It's part of who I am. I'm not perfect, but you know what? Neither is Pastor. So you know what? I fit in just fine. And we will serve and work and love everyone we can together with the goal of getting as many people to heaven as we possibly can. Because we know Jesus asked us to go, to preach, and to make disciples. So I want to pray.